The question was asked. We are taught in our parsha that we are supposed to go with the high court of our time. Go with the leaders of your generation. And yet, we know that much of today's halacha was defined by ancient generations, by the period of the Tanoim, by the period of Amoraim, by the period of the Shulchan Aruch. Hundreds and sometimes 1,000 and 2,000 years ago, the halacha was decided. So life has changed, reality has changed, the rabbis have changed. How do we understand the balance of these two concepts? I'm supposed to go by the court of today, yet my halacha is very much defined by a court 1,000 years ago and 1,500 years ago. That's the question, right?
That's right.
Okay. Jewish courts or like
Jewish. We're talking about Jewish. We're talking about Jewish law and a Jewish court. Oh, that's a good question. Maybe we'll get to that as well. Okay, so on the most basic level, the answer is that one is talking about the system the rabbis use, and the other is talking about what the average person has to use. The average person is told, look at the court of your day. That's what you have to do. You have to go to the rabbi of your day. Now, the rabbi of your day, how does he know what the halacha is? That's a different question. The system that he uses to understand the halacha is based upon tradition. You have to go to the rabbi of your day. You're going to try to say, well, he's not as big as the rabbi of 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago. Torah says you have no choice. You have to go to the rabbi in your generation. So that's true. Now you're asking, what system does the rabbi use? He uses a system that's based on what was going on 2,000 years ago and 1,000 years ago. It's two separate questions. Now, we still should understand how that system works. So, even though I've answered your question, but I want to go into what does that mean that we work with ancient generations, with what they taught in our reality today. And I want to begin with a story. Famous story, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. He was one of the leading rabbis in the United States in the past century. And he was once on a plane. His grandson was with him, and his grandson was taking good care of him. And sitting next to him on the plane was a well-known atheist with his grandson. And somewhere in the plane ride, the atheist turns to Rabbi Kamenetsky and he says, "Can you tell me what the secret is? Why is it that your grandson treats you with such respect, and my grandson, well, he doesn't treat me with such respect. Well, what's the difference? Why?" So Rabbi Kamenetsky said to him, he said, "The difference is in what we teach them." He said, "You teach your grandson about evolution, and you take God out of the picture. And so your grandson looks at you and says, you're one generation closer to being a monkey. You say everything evolved from monkeys, so he is more sophisticated than you, because in evolution we have constant evolvement, so he really knows computers, he knows a lot of things you don't know. Why should he respect you? You should respect him. If life is about evolvement, well, we have sophistication and understanding, so then you should honor your grandson. Why should he honor you? You tell him that we're an evolvement from monkeys. You're one generation closer to the monkey. Why should he honor you?" He said, "I tell my grandson that there was a time of perfection where God gave us a perfect understanding of Torah at Sinai. And ever since then, we're always trying to get back to glean that wisdom of the ancient generations. What did God say? And when my grandson looks at me, he knows that I am two generations closer than him to Sinai, to that great understanding of what God wants of us. So he turns to me with respect because he knows I'm closer, I'm higher up in the chain to Sinai. And so then he wants to gain that wisdom from me." That's the story. When we talk about Torah and the sciences are on two different paths. In science, you begin knowing nothing, and as generations go on, you try to learn more and more and more. So it takes a Newton to figure out some gravity, laws of physics, of momentum, of acceleration. And as we evolve, we always take the information we knew before, we develop it, we now know more and more. And we keep growing. When it comes to Torah, it's the exact opposite. We knew a tremendous amount when Moshe gave us the Torah, and in the period of the first temple, and then the period of the second temple. And as time went on, we started losing our knowledge of Torah. So, as time goes on, we know less than our predecessors. In science, we say, I know much more than the scientists 100 years ago. But in Torah, we say, I know much less than the rabbis 200 and 500 and 1,000 years ago. So when we look back and say, what did the Mishnah teach me? What did the Talmud teach me? That's because I have to work with the knowledge they teach me, and from that I will develop my knowledge. Everything I'm doing is based on that. I'm building on what they taught. So, of course, when you come to a rabbi and you ask him a question, what's he going to do? He'll open the Torah, he'll open the Mishnah, he'll open the Talmud, he'll open the commentaries on Talmud, he'll open Maimonides, he'll open the Shulchan Aruch, the Codex, he'll open a Mishnah. Look at what all the big rabbis said before him, and based on their wisdom, he will try to decipher what the halacha is. But it doesn't start from him. So when the Torah tells us, go to the rabbi of your generation, to the court of your generation, the Torah wasn't saying the court of your generation will reinterpret the Torah the way they see fit. There's a system, there's a tradition, and we try to figure out the answer. We're trying to figure out the answer from within that system and that tradition. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel. The Karaites, every generation reinvents the wheel. No tradition. So every generation can define the Torah the way they see fit, and the religion this century can be very different than the religion two centuries ago, because everyone, it's a free-for-all. You define the Torah the way you see fit. No tradition. No, the rabbis, they feel, are no smarter than they are. They can define the Torah the way they see fit. So, okay, that's why their religion keeps changing. In Judaism, we have tradition, and we're always working back to Sinai. We're always trying to get back at, what did God tell us? I'm not starting from scratch. On the contrary, I'm working backwards to try and find out, why did the rabbi say that? What did God mean when God gave us this mitzvah this way? So you're working very hard to get back to that wisdom that we once had. And that's why, although the Torah says, you ask the rabbi of your generation, don't mock him. Don't assume, well, the rabbis 200 years ago were better, why should I ask him? The Torah did not intend the rabbi of your generation will reinvent the system. On the contrary, he's working within that system. That's in a nutshell.